From Washington, this is VOA News. Joe Palka reporting. Iraqi army closes in on Mosul. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State group announced a self-declared caliphate. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in the old city, and she says the job is nearly done.
Well, there are reports out there saying, they use the word liberated, that Mosul has been completely liberated, meaning retaken by Iraqi forces. And those stories are very close to true, and I'm sure there's caveats within the stories, but they are still fighting in Mosul's old city in just a small area. As of this afternoon, early afternoon, I was there right next to the fighting, and soldiers were saying it was about 500 square meters left of the Islamic State.
One tragedy beyond the human death toll was when the militants blew up the 850-year-old Grand Al-Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting.
The Al-Nuri Mosque, which is not only the symbolic, or was, because it was bombed by militants, it was a symbolic heart of the Islamic State in Iraq. It was also the symbol of Mosul before it was bombed by militants. That mosque is... Now, soldiers say they are not in the mosque, but they're right next to it. And that will be, when they do take that mosque, that will be considered kind of the victory day, is what they expected. Although it's kind of a bitter victory because of the bombing of the mosque. Iraqis were really excited to retake that place.
Fighting continued Thursday in Mosul, but members of special forces fighting militants in the city told VOA they believe they'll be in control of the old city, the Islamic State stronghold, by Friday or Saturday. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, moving on from Iraq to Syria, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have fully encircled Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State group in Syria, cutting off the jihadist group last route out of the city, according to a monitoring group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Thursday that SDF forces captured two villages on the southern bank of the Euphrates River, effectively cutting off the last ISIS escape route. A spokesman for the U.S. Mission to Defeat IS said on Twitter that the SDF had this week declared nearly 20 square kilometers of territory once held by ISIS jihadists, and that SDF now controls all high-speed avenues of approach into Raqqa. Serbian lawmakers voted on Thursday to elect the country's first-ever gay woman prime minister. The 250-seat Serbian parliament voted overwhelmingly to elect 41-year-old Ana Brnabic prime minister, following the proposal by President Aleksandar Vučić. Brnabic's election as the first openly gay prime minister is of particular note in Syria, as the Balkan region is known as a hostile place for gays. The U.S. partial travel ban goes into effect tonight, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or a business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Donald Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. A Moscow court has convicted five people for the murder of a Russian opposition leader. Boris Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government, and he was especially critical of Moscow's support of Ukrainian separatists. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf is in Washington today, and he talked about the trial.
You know, it was welcomed by a lot of the opposition to see the guilty verdicts. At the same time, you know, from the very beginning, there's been a lot of suspicion that those who ordered the killing, those who were really behind it, are not going to face justice. And certainly throughout this trial, we saw that the issue of motive was not addressed, and the attempts to question people who were higher up, who were linked to this, failed miserably.
Nemtsov was shot dead at night in 2015 as he walked across a bridge near the Kremlin. United States Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said President Trump's personalized attacks on the news media on Thursday, mocking the appearance of a well-known television commentator, are not helpful.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate, and this obviously doesn't help do that.
In a new Twitter comment, the president lambasted the female who hosts the morning television talk show Morning Joe with her fiancé. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.